is non-reactive. My studies say that this depends upon whether the pulsed human-made frequencies key into frequency-sensitive mechanisms that regulate things like heartbeat and hormone production. And these frequencies vary person to person. But those who are affected experience serious stress. The sheer number of pacemaker device implants we are seeing is a wake-up call. These images are from the second talk of the EMF Medical Conference 2021. The talk presents the impacts that wireless radiations, not just from deck bones, are having on the heart health of our young, especially in school. It remits when they're away from these places, and on athletes dropping dead because of heartbeat problems. Please, can we come to our senses about the electrically generated fields that we are allowing to proliferate, layer upon layer. As I pointed out last month, our highly irresponsible federal agencies are not doing their job on this. It is up to us to govern what we do at home and in our schools, businesses, and towns regarding the toxic trespass of these radiations. For me, it's also personal because if someone else in my building, or if I have to move and be in some other building, their toxic trespass can make me sick. And I have no governance over this. These phones actually should be outlawed. You'll see at the bottom here and on the handout a quote from Dr. Paul Heyru, who teaches about health effects from electromagnetism. The pathology does not lie in the individuals who are found to be reactive, sensitive. The sickness is in the sea of radiations we are creating. So I'm just trying to help educate us all. So thank you.
Thank you. Attorney's report.
Yeah, at the mayor and board's request, I prepared two draft local laws. One was to enact a parking restriction on Canal Street to try and prevent the amassing of unmoving vehicles there. That would enact a parking prohibition on having a vehicle there longer than 24 hours without it moving. That would allow you to clean up some of the abandoned vehicles that have been being left there. The other one would be a local law that would basically adopt a towing provision for the village, that when the police department finds a vehicle, obviously ones that are in emergency or have been abandoned, you know, in an accident, they tow those already. This would give them that authority in writing, so to speak. But if there's a vehicle that's parked in violation of any of your laws, as long as you sign the area where you're going to enforce it, it would give the officer in charge the authority to have a tow company. You would set the fees or with the tow company by resolution, the storage fee and the pickup fee or per mile fee. And then the police officer could basically contact a tow company when needed and have a vehicle removed and stored where they believe best it should be stored, be it that the DPW garage, if it's a junk trailer or something, or if it's a vehicle to the tow company's impound lot. And a person could claim their vehicle just as they do in any other municipality. They pay the fees, they pick up the vehicle, and they would be issued a parking ticket or a ticket, whatever the ticket for the violation was.
Do you have the exact wording that needs to go on those signs?
I can get that to you, yeah. Basically, it's just notification that, yeah, we'll get it to you.
Send it to Jess, and then I'll have some made up, so when the law is passed, we can get them out the next day.
So, if you're ready for that, basically what we would do is set it for public hearing at next month on both these local laws.
7 o'clock.
And that's it.
Perfect. Court Treasurer's report.
Tax bills were mailed out on May 31st, due by July 1st, no penalty. Of course, water turn off, worked on preparing quarterly calendar. I'm really busy with just blocking tax requests, recording, and doing deposits for the taxes. Meter cards are going to be restored to be recorded soon. Water sewer bills for FOMA and CLAVREC will be processed and ready to be mailed by June 28th. They will be due by July 31st, no penalty. The water sewer program will be updated to reflect the new rates. Benefit reductions and accruals have been updated with payroll. I've worked with multiple vendors this month on billing issues and problems with them. I've been working with Ring Squared again on the phone system. They did start charging us the $75 per line. It was put on hold originally because we were waiting for some type of fiber. That has happened. Now we're trying to start going in a new direction that won't require it. Completed the 2024 payroll certification for the county. Worked with our brokers for health insurance renewal. Had lots of calls and emails regarding residential complaints. Compiled a bunch of information for a tie-in bond about the dam. Started working on the end of year fiscal year record retention and file purging, which has been crazy in the office this month.
Yeah.
And we will be closed on Thursday, July 4th for Independence Day.
Thank you. Library report.
Library report. They have the camera people come in and check the cameras. They are working because there's been some disturbances in the pavilions. Basically, they wanted to get an eye on the back door and on the pavilion better than they had at this point. They're going to, as of this week, they put up signage and or revised signage that Wi-Fi will be shut off from dusk till dawn and no one is to be back there at all. The police have stepped up their patrols and have already issued some type of warning to someone sleeping back there, which is great. The new lines are painted back there, and they're going to order a new handicap parking sign to sit back there.
What kind of disturbances have been back there reported?
Vandalism? Yeah, vandalism. People just hanging out, being loud. Just disturbances, you know. Nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
Turning along email stuff. In person, 94 people. Virtual program attendance. In program attendance is 94. 72 people in the library. We hear 0.6% of the total system-wide circulation in all of Columbia County system, which includes a lot of different people, but I thought it was interesting that Renee added that. And Renee is, I believe the board has hired a new director, so that's moving in the right direction, and I think it'll be all announced next month.
Yes.
What's that? Is it official?
No, it will be official when we do it.
Yeah, she's really
yeah,
great.
Tonight, yeah.
She's, oh, we're doing it tonight? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's great, and I'm really happy to have her on board, so. She sounds like she's got a lot of stuff coming up. And that's it.
Community Center, Doug.
Okay, Julia's Community Center report for May. The center was checked during the month. Scouts and the Community Day Committee are using the center regularly. May 4th and 5th, the New York State Safe Boating Class was held. 12 enrolled in the class and 10 earned their New York State Safe Boating Certificates. That's required January 1, 2025 for all operators of any motorized vessel in New York State. The class was taught by Julie and me. Jess Cropperell held a successful second ceramics class on May 18th. It was well attended. Philmont residents and children were free of charge.
That's cool.
I know there were a number of non-Philmont residents, but Jess turned in the money for most people. Jess Cropperell and Julie both attended, both sent feedback regarding the proposed community center to the OAC committee. Julie attended a meeting with Alex Horton, assistant to Congressman Molinaro, on May 9th, and they discussed the proposed community center, and Julie completed the required state trainings on May 22nd.
Thanks. Vern?
No.
Let's ask Vern when he comes out.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I missed it.
All right.
Yeah, you should be
on there. Okay. Knock him out.
All right, Vern.
She's got a radio.
He was just sitting there.
It's been a while. He's busy doing paperwork.
Good morning.
Yeah. 20 calls for service, 54 property checks, 9 UTTs issued, 32 VMT warnings, and one area, I'll say 85% cleaned up.
Wow. And you've been busier than just this. I mean, you've been helping on Main Street. This has been a bad month.
Yeah, it's weird.
This has been a terrible month. I've had more complaints this month with neighbors not getting along with neighbors than and you guys play a big part in getting everything resolved, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's why it's nice to have a local police force, because they know the neighbors.
Correct.
And they can usually handle things without having them get escalated. Right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So anything we do, we're still working. We have a few things. I know Jason's called on a few things. You know, take care of Doug, yourself. Pretty much everyone's, you know, called on, you know, something that we've addressed and continue to address. And we've got, you know, obviously normal, you know, operations in effect as well.
Jess was mentioning in her report about the second training for sexual harassment and so on.
We'll be here for EL training Saturday, so we're gonna pick the date, and Jess, I'll leave it on your desk on two options for daytime training.
Okay. Did you get hold of the Rod and Gun Club to get that set up?
I just waiting for Cider to refer back. Unless there's somebody else. I mean, he's...
I'm going to want to see me later.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's not really fast on getting back.
Yeah, he has.
It's already been a week, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you some more names.
Okay. Thank you.
So?
So, the Borough Bond Committee meeting is held on the 28th of May, and it's attended by Mayor Johnson, Bob McFarlane, Barbara Segal, Mark Brown, David, Oliver, Karen Schoenwald, Ty Baker, and Deborah Goodman attended as an invited BOT. And the meeting was held in the library as a presentation by Rice and Litka Architects, which we seven patches. It was a long meeting, a lot of questions there to be answered. And the meeting ran from 7 to 9 p.m. And basically, that meeting covered all of the questionnaires that have been filled out, ones that have been filled out by the board and the Borough Committee members, to a set of questions that Rice and Litka had proposed that they needed to have some direction on to be able to advance their designs. And the Rice and Litka also took the summation of all of the community notes that are being put on their presentation that they did in person a month before. So all combined, there was a lot of discussion. It was a really awesome meeting. Everybody was very proactive and nice and congenial, and we got through quite some significant design questions that they had resolved successfully. And the slide deck for that, there's a link which will be included in the minutes and the PDF. And you should go and have a look at the slide deck. That actually shows what their questions that they asked up in that slide deck, and then what the options were. And then you'll have to come to the next Borough meeting, community meeting, on this June 27th to see how they address those changes, and then the next level of design. So you're trying to basically a very, very good meeting. Everybody was very working well together. It was very good. LWRP, we're just coming up to a meeting tomorrow, which has been long in getting there, because this next first chapter that we're getting, I'm going to call it chapter, it's actually task 9, but it's the characterization of the watershed. And it's huge. So it's taken Lobella months and months, and there are 16 maps to that. We are actually, I think this meeting tomorrow will be sort of final draft for the Watershed Management Plan Committee to look at and then approve. And then once that's done, we'll be able to publish that. And then based on that,
chapter or task 9, the watershed characterization, and then that will lead to the first public outreaches. And I think what we're looking at is doing the first one in Ghent, because most of trying to kind of move it around, you know, we've got Austerlitz, Ghent, Hillsdale, Clagwack, and Thornham. So the majority of the watershed are in those towns. So we're trying to find, you know, a local town hall that we could do that, and then we'll have enough time to be able to get, you know, the information out as to when that's going to be held. So that's on the watershed management. And I'll get, as soon as that draft is done and approved by watershed management and the DLS, I'll get it over to Deborah so that it can go off the website. It's stacked with information. And then historic district updates. It seems like it's going quite well. We're getting occasional phone calls. We're now up to helping 7 people who are applying for the tax credits, and they've been, you know, they're planning to do renovations on their houses, and they're very appreciative that they're getting that help. And it seems the system seems to be working really well. Very easy, very user friendly, and they call up and show them all of that information is on the PBN's website under the historic district. Very easy to access, telephone numbers there and emails. And that's it. Come on.
Thanks. Tom, you got anything else?
Just the so for this building, there are 3 different firms being considered. I think it's getting down to 1, and we're in the process of leveraging the grant with further NYSERDA grant. Being the NYSERDA, figure out the language of that set. So in theory, it looks like you can get some more money to go towards the decarbonization study from NYSERDA. And I'm hoping to have that all come together very soon.
The more the better.
Absolutely, but that was the, you know, the prospective consultants were saying that this is so little money, this is all we can do. So that's quite a fine guess.
Yeah. So after we get after you get done with your consultants and they come up with a plan, what about the grant funding to do the project?
Right, so that's why we're in this race to get
the bronze
grant plan, right?
Yeah.
Because now this is just a verbal.
Yeah.
So I don't count anything until it's in the check. But so our consultant, Haley Falconoff, so what we have, she's been tallying everything and she's saying there should be no problem getting it. So getting this is 2 things, bronze certification, and then we also have enough credits through the clean energy program. And that's in October, that's due in October. Bronze is due July 5th. And the one in October is associated with a $100,000 grant. And then, but in addition to that, we're looking for, because it's going to cost more than that.
Yeah.
We're looking
at least with the $100,000, we can get started.
That starts to leverage.
All right. I appreciate all your hard work. You got anything from Robin?
Just that she has. After some delays, I think the interviews are resuming with stakeholders. And also she, this relates to the our research into the DRI in New York Forward. Robin attended the Downtown Revitalization Forum in Schenectady. And we had some other, I think PB Inc. had some people there as well. but we're, you know, we're continuing, Philmont's continuing its research into that.
Has there been a delay? Because the library is trying to get in touch with Robin about their part of the stakeholder narrative.
There was a delay because on LaBurge's part, because there was a...
Nicole had issues.
As long as I just let the library know, because I didn't know that, and there wasn't able to speak to on that, so now I can let...
I'll have Robin read, yeah.
Cool.
Is she waiting for a call back from Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
Remember, we've switched directors now.
So who should she reach out to?
Rain.
Rain?
Yeah.
Okay. And Rain is starting tonight?
No, she starts the 17th, but she's already kind of... I mean, she can speak to Renee, too. It doesn't matter. As long as she speaks to somebody. Or Peter. Actually.
And how should she be reaching out to them?
I emailed her last week about it, with all the contact info for the other people anyway.
So I should tell her to look for your email.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Cool.
All right, Mayor's report. First thing I'd like to do is thank Jeff French, Monty Jennings, and Bob McFarland for Memorial Day. I thought they did a nice job again. I think everybody was happy. Conkill School Band was there. I'd like to thank TJ Russell for bringing his band and everybody else that came. On a personal note, I attended a meeting with Robin and Nicole from LaBurge. It went well. We discussed the comprehensive plan. We had a meeting with somebody else. Who did we have a meeting with? You and I met with somebody. There was a few meetings this month. I can't remember.
We didn't meet in person with the emergency management.
No. I don't know.
And we met with Vern and all that, but that was phone contacts. So I don't know what you're thinking.
And like I said earlier, it's been a terrible month. Neighbors haven't been getting along. Like that, and it's in my mind it seems to be petty stuff, but maybe it's not. Obviously it's not to them, but that's where our police force comes in, because they handle the situation with a lot of tact. So again, I thank them. Trustees reports. Doug.
Okay, just to back up your comment, I think what we do have to remember is, yes, Vern does a lot. We've had to deal with a lot. But 99% of the people in this village are good, and we don't have to worry about them. So
correct.
Thanks to all the good, great people who are in Philmont. The other ones do drive us nuts. I attended the workshop meeting and the required training. Went to the Memorial Day Parade and Services. Again, thanks, Monty and Jeff. Worked on the emergency management. They call them assignments. So we're moving ahead with the county with their capabilities surveys. One question I did have, Jeff. Did John Klein ever get a hold of us about the floor?
He stopped it.
Okay. He did stop it and look. Okay. So, working on some of the building issues with John Klein. And lots of phone calls and meetings and so on, but we just keep working. That's it.
Thanks. Jason?
So most of my time has been spent working on Community Day, which is coming together very nicely. Sean and Jeff Strapper have done an incredible job working this out. And we have an entire day plan that will be in the calendar of the new water bill next month, which we're setting up, along with some posters, and we have a full day fishing derby, vendors on the green, we have a car show, we have a DJ, we have a parade, we have a block party. So as long as everything comes together, we should be in excellent shape. So I'm very excited, and I hope to see everybody there.
Thanks. Skip.
Basic thing for the sidewalks, we're going to do Maple Avenue. Louis and Jimmy are trying to get together Louis's doing roads right now, so he says probably in 2 weeks they should be able to start the project and finish it up.
We are waiting. We're supposed to get the first round of payment for everything we've already done by the end of June. We want to make sure everything comes through before we, I talked to Lou this morning, but that's what we kind of agreed on, that we wait and make sure. Okay. We'll start maybe the beginning of July. Hopefully.
And is that what they said when you reached out to them? Did they say they'd have it to you by the end of June?
They had responded that it would be.
Okay.
It goes like, it's part of like the CHIPS.
Yeah.
Where they process it. So they did say that hopefully by the end of May we should have.
By the end of May or June?
Or
by the end?
Yeah, it must have been June. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I did, I attended the training for sexual harassment and violence. Attended Memorial Day functions, and like you said, that went over, I thought, very well, and it was attended very well.
Yes.
There's a lot of people there this time.
For the day that it started out to be, I didn't expect anybody there, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yep. That's all I got for now.
Thanks. Deborah?
I attended the Rice and Lipka meeting, which was really interesting, yeah. And I agree that it was really nice to see the way everybody was sharing their ideas and coming to a, you know, agreement about things. And Brian, I also, you know, thank you to Sally for all your work, and also to Brian for your leadership that night. I like Brian, well, anyway, I won't say that, but... So I'm sorry, I'm censoring myself on the fly. I attended the workplace sexual harassment, the sexual harassment and workplace violence training too, and the Memorial Day parade and ceremony. I've been spending most of my time, a lot of my time on the climate smart stuff. You'll notice, staff will notice there's a lot of blue recycling bins in the municipal offices and buildings and the common spaces now. That's been provided by funding we have from the Climate Smart Community funds, and you know, part of the village's existing and ongoing project of recycling, being conscientious about recycling, and the idea is that the bins just help give an in-the-moment reminder to people. We also became part of the Green Purchase Community Program, which just means that it's a program that aims to make it easier for local governments to purchase commodities, services, and technology that have a lower environmental impact. It's something we've always been doing, and it's now our acceptance into the green purchasing community now makes it recognized. And will also help us get more points towards getting additional grants. I worked with Tom to post the climate action plan and the greenhouse gas inventory. And we're now going to be starting to work on another action item that involves education and community engagement, and that will involve, I'll be working on a website piece for that. And I just wanted to mention, I posted it again, that the Philmont Cooperative is doing community meals on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays, 4 to 6 p.m., and they're really nice, and I recommend people swing by sometime and check it out. Free community dinners. And that's, I think, all I got.
Perfect. Fire coming. You going to give it or Mark? Mark's
in there. I'll give it. 24 calls for the month, like... The mayor said it was a rough month for everybody involved. So quite a few EMS calls that were not our typical ones, some snow conditions, and a serious vehicle accident. Did the Memorial Day Parade with 11 members. We went to Copake with 6 members. And Flag Day Parade this weekend, which was really well attended, with 8 members. And on the back of here is something important. So. Fire Company is requesting Village Board approval for the following mutual aid plans with the Mellonville Fire Company. Now, Chief, I'm assuming this is the same as the daytime mutual aid with Mellonville is the same as it's always been. Is that correct? The 6 a.m. to 5 p.m.? That's the way we run it.
Basically, breaks down the work hours where people are working. We don't have the volunteers here in the village.
Okay, and that's new? That's new for this year?
This would be new.
Okay.
We only do it for structure fires right now.
Oh, so it'll be for structure fires and for vehicle fires?
Well, this would include all alarm activation.
Okay.
Due to the lack of participation and volunteers that all the fire companies are enduring right now.
Okay.
The shortage, you have to have the calls have to be answered during the day.
Sure.
This is, I met with Melonville and they agreed that we work together. We would provide mutual aid to them for what they need, and they can give us, you know, some things that we're looking for.
And so what they're looking for us is us to cover echo level EMS calls in the Melonville Fire Company Protection District, right?
Yeah.
And that includes trips to West Gant?
That would be West Gant's old fire district, the North Clarvick area that currently the Clarvick Fire Company and Melonville share right now. So there's a big area that has no protection for cardiac arrest there. The Green Bar Rescue covers it, but as far as fire companies go, it would be that would include like Gay Valley area.
And so you think we have the manpower to cover that also?
We have all the equipment in the manpower. Okay. Oh, yeah. There'd be only a few years of records indicate less than 6 years.
So. Okay. That makes sense. That's all the questions I have about that. It seems what do we need to do for that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, just do we were just wondering if the insurance issue if you do it out.
Jess and Chrissy will find that out. They'll ask the question. But I'm not going to stop you guys from going to save somebody's life. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get a fight from me. All right. Correspondence. List is on the table. Hard copies in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the annual renewal of the CDPHB PPO traditional 1.5 plan J dental insurance for the village.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the annual renewal of MVP Silver Plan 8 EPO health insurance plan for the village of Fillmore and MVP Vision 1 non-voluntary plan.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
And Jessica, just to jump in on that, the coverages are the same, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes CDPHP switches those, and those have to be negotiated with the union. We got tagged on that 1 year.
Chrissy did send it to Mike. We haven't heard anything back yet, but it has not changed.
Yeah.
And she did talk to about that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Motion to appoint Joseph LaLumia as a member of the Village of Fillmore Library Board of Trustees with a term to expire September 30th, 2028 to fill the unfinished term of Michael Wood.
Yep, motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to hire Rain Whitaker effective June 17th, 2024 as a part-time non-benefited director of the Fillmore Public Library at the pay rate of $23.75 per hour.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize mayor to sign the contractor's application for payment number 2, payable to Utility Service Company, Inc. in the amount of $24,790.18 for the work on the Village of Fillmore Water Storage Tank.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow mayor to sign the amendment to the Agawamic Creek Watershed Management Plan grant.
It's an extension of the
note. Oh, that's what it says. I think I can choose to sign the extension.
It's a 2 year extension. We're getting the 2 years that we lost over that.
Sign the extension.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow mayor to sign the amendment to the March 11, 2024 contractual agreement with Kevin Dworkov of the Fillmore Housing Study.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to transfer the amount of $32,648.10 from the general fund to the lower grant fund to pay by select employees.
Second.
Just a little question, Brian?
Yes. So we need a motion for the one with Kevin Dork in it.
No, that we are doing. The one in here, the transfer the amount is the one that we're on that.
Skip's got a motion, I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
Alright, so the motion to hire Doug Colwell as part-time police officer.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Doug Colwell's a retired trooper, I just thought everybody should know that, he also sits on the town board for Clover. So he's been in the community for quite a while, and I think he'd be a good fit with Eli, and all our new hires. I mean, we've been getting a lot of retired people coming with a lot of experience, can only make us better. Unfinished and new business.
Chief, did you ever find out about the Hudson siren?
Yeah, that's not gonna be, we're not.
Not possible.
No, they use air, they don't, it's not a siren, it's a horn, the horn is different.
Okay.
It wouldn't work here.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Can I film it?